New podcast name, new sound. I'm Taylor Johnson. This is the Taylor Johnson Show. Wow, it's 2020 and there's so much on my mind. Oh my gosh, guys, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been forever, but there's been so much happening. We're in the midst of this Wu flu and I'm absolutely just trying to keep safe, trying to keep well, and just trying to keep my sanity. But today, I had to break the silence. I just had to. Donald Trump is supporting an idea to send most Americans, not all, money due to the decrease in income. And I just wanted to highlight a certain group. This group has been so poignant in their defiance towards the president. Absolutely vocal about not liking the president. Verbose in their feelings about the racist, sexist, misogynist acts that he has committed against humanity. They're changing their minds today. Why are they changing their minds? Because of $1,000. This is something, a phenomena that is absolutely mind-boggling. I never would have thought. Some of the people that I see on my social media that are absolute just, first of all, I have people on my social media that don't know anything about politics and think they do, but don't know how the government works. The next group are the social justice warriors. The next group are the libertarians. The next group are the absolute raging liberals. And then we have some Antifa socialists on my social media as well. But the most important point that I'm trying to make in this whole scene is that no one has flipped the switch more than Black liberal Americans today. I have seen so many Trump hating people support the president. Why? Because of a little government cheese. It's just absolutely insane to me. I've been called a white man's whore, a house nigga, a massa sex slave, a coon and an Uncle Tom because I support the president. Now it's all good because we're getting some money from the government. This is the welfare mentality of the Black community. I'm not talking about the whole community. Obviously, there are exceptions to this. I'm not naive and I'm talking about every Black person, but most, if not all, most. I don't understand how this idea comes about that you can start liking somebody because of what they can give you. First of all, the partnership in that is a little shaky. Why would you only want to like someone because of what they can give you? Second, that person is controlling you because now you have invested yourself into an idea just because they gave you something. It's absolutely absurd. I'm tired of it. Black people are absolutely wishy-washy. That's just what it is. If they don't know what's going on in politics, they don't even know what's going on in their own lives. And this is not all, but most. Most of the conservative Black people that I'm around are very intelligent people. Even some Black liberals that I come around, they're very intelligent people. But it's this middle group. I don't know. It's very strange. It's just very strange to see how they flux from left to right, how they move nebulously across the line. I just don't understand. It makes me question, where are your morals? If Trump was just a racist, sexist, you know, masculine, just absolute tyrant, why are you taking money from this person? I want to ask real questions because I want to understand. Part of being in this political world, being a political commentator or a podcaster or just a part of society, you should just want to know about the other side and understand why they've come to those conclusions. I really want to question one of these real America-hating, Trump-hating Blacks, why they feel as though it's okay to now switch and say, well, you know, Trump's not that bad. Just because you're getting a check now, and you might not even get it because if you actually looked at the bill that Senator Tulsi proposed, it's mostly for Americans that work in a certain industry. It's not for all Americans. So some of y'all are out anyway. These are the things that make me cringe. You want something, you don't even know what you're going to get. And if you haven't been working, you're not going to just get a check. I can guarantee you that. I don't understand where the values are in the Black community. Where are they? Where are they? If there were, then maybe I could sort of try to wrap my head around it. But for the decent Blacks, the intellectual Blacks, I understand why they feel the way they feel. But I'm telling you, this middle group, this lackluster, tepid group in the middle of things, they're very strange. They're very, very strange. And I don't understand how they come to their reasoning. And then when you ask, it's like pulling teeth from a 40-year-old man. They try to act like they know what they're talking about, act like they understand. But then when you pull the tooth out of the root, they just sit there and cry. I don't know. Maybe I'm just overthinking this, but I think it's so funny that I've been lambasted for being a Trump supporter. Now people are literally on the bandwagon and for the wrong reason. And I'll be the first to say, I don't agree with this. I don't think the White House should support this. But what are you going to do? He's the president of the United States. It's going to go to the House. It's going to go to the Senate. And the president is going to sign it. It's going to upset a lot of people on the right, because this is just another way for our tax dollars to go towards people who didn't prepare for emergency. I'm going to get some hate from this podcast. And a lot of Black people are going to do what they do best. Call me a coon. And Uncle Tom, which I don't understand, because in the book, they didn't read the book. So obviously they don't understand either. But I'm just so amazed. So 2020, you've been awesome. We went through January? We went through the impeachment of Donald Trump. Didn't happen. And I can laugh about it now because it was the most nefarious partisan impeachment I've ever seen in my life. I'm only 28. I was born in 91. So obviously put two and two together. But oh my goodness, we've only had three impeachments before the impeachment of Donald Trump. And I'm just like, wow. But anyway, I digress. This is a podcast for Black America. If you're listening to my podcast, I want you to know this. Most of you are indecent and have no values. Others do. The ones that do have values, who are Christians, who understand our republic and our Republicans and our conservatives trying to conserve the republic, please reach out to me. And for the ones who are not, I just want to hear from a couple of you. How did you come to this realization that you actually want to say something good about Donald Trump? 2020, I'm in for the ride.